We have had some technical problems.
We are live. It's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show with Sam Tripoli.
Boom. We're live. Guys, I keep trying to tell them to put your name into that thing. Sam, you know, because it's not Sam. I'm not the whole show.
But no, we get it, Sam.
Oh, we totally get it. Absolutely.
We're a family.
Loud and clear, Sam.
We're a family.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, welcome. It's Naughty Show here at Playboy Radio. Thanks for listening on playboyradio.com, or you can check us on allthingscomedy.com, stitcher.com, tunein.com.
Stature. Yeah.
Statueofrisbiscuits.com.
Frisbiscuits.org. It's there.
Boom.
It's a lot of places.
It is a lot of places.
It's all over the place.
Still dealing with the fallout of No Lorenzo Lamas.
So, I'm sorry.
Dealing with it.
I'm late. What happened? What happened to my sweet baby Lam Lams?
Oh, that? Well,
he called his tranny blew out.
I've had that happen.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you drive around Hollywood Boulevard late, am I right? Your tranny will blow right out on you.
Come on!
Yeah. Hell!
But he's rescheduled for the 30th. We're excited about that. We've been talking about Toronto, going out there.
Yep.
Are they ready? Making bad decisions.
The response seems good. We saw Alex, who runs Death Squad Toronto, and
he's excited about it.
And he said there's a buzz in the town.
That's so awesome.
People are talking.
Yeah, lots of people. People are talking about people.
Now, there's a chance to get us all out. We had to make some concessions here and there, and there's a chance you and I might be sharing a room. Are you okay with that?
You can't put me on the spot. Yes, I am.
Now, we've got to have a signal for when you're boning hard.
Well, yeah.
Because I want to come in and watch you just go for it.
You don't or do?
Well, maybe I do.
Okay. Well, now that I know the question, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
So sorry to put you in that trap.
So there's no way I'm going to be able to watch you bone some Toronto ass.
I had sex one time when a buddy was in the room, and it just is not a good thing. It's not a good. I was surprised my friend came in the room.
You never had a devil's three-way before?
No.
What is that?
That's two dudes, one chick.
Oh.
No, never. No, no.
How many devil's three-ways have you had, Vicky?
Pezza, hit us with it.
Pezza, give us a number.
1003 of the P's. Get real with Vicky P's.
How many would you say? Uh-huh. Pre-Lenny.
P-L.
Come on. Lenny knows you're filthy. Come on.
Right now, Vicky's using a calculator. Where is he? Is he in there? He doesn't care. He's fucking laughing.
He doesn't care. He married you because you're filthy. That's what he loves about you.
How many had?
How many times you danced to the devil's den, Vix?
It's more than one.
Obviously it's more than one.
If it was just one, you'd be like, I've had one, and we'd all move on.
Yeah. Now you got to answer it. We're talking.
It's
four,
not that many.
Five? No.
How many bodies have you buried?
Well, now we're counting both genders.
Okay, so you've had some two chicks, one guy.
We'll be right back brand new Bori.
We're talking just the devil's threesomes,
right?
How many of those?
Jesus, I mean, still a head scratcher. Well, let's say one.
Let's also say the honest thing after we say one.
Well, if we're just talking about that, then one.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah.
And the rest have been the more pleasurable threesomes. Which one do you like more? Two dicks? One dick, one vajayjay. What do you prefer?
Oh, my God.
Or three vajayjays. Including hers.
Yeah. What is a lesbian three-way called?
Awesome.
Yeah. Lilifair? Do they call that Lilifair? I guess we're never going to get to this answer.
It's
a completely different thing. We're just going to talk about it. Let's just talk about it.
Well, let's get a number and then let's get behind the number.
I would say one of each variety of thing.
One of each. So only three.
All right. We'll leave it there.
That's not true.
Well,
see, I've learned what women, what you do is you take whatever number they give you.
Yeah.
Okay. You double that.
Right.
Then you add a zero to it, and that's how.
Jesus Christ,
that's the real number.
Could have done without
zeros.
The zero part.
We're not adding zeros. Yeah.
I've been with 30 people. No, you've actually been with 600.
You've actually fucked an army, you whore. This horse fucked a goddamn army.
30 people, 600.
30
Jesus
people.
Christ.
We're 300 strong.
Hey, I'm very excited. Went down to Dames and Games.
Here
I'm talking about doing a comedy show there.
In the P's.
In the P's.
That's awesome. I'm in.
Stand-up comedy at a sports strip bar.
Uh-huh.
Paying.
Uh-huh.
And then they're going to bring girls here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's what we call in the business a win-win, Sammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Everybody gets paid.
On the 23rd, we have the people from AVN are going to be coming down, and they're going to be talking about their new show on Showtime, and they're going to be telling all the exciting stuff that's going on with that. We're going to have Caden Cross live in studio.
Get ready, everybody.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be
good.
Big.
And then the following week, for our final aperitif, a little Lorenzo Lamas comes in.
Yeah.
Talks
but,
about.
But. With the AVNs, Don Barris and the Ding Dongers will be in studio
right.
singing classics.
That's exciting.
Are you excited about that? I put that for you.
I love it, dude. I'm very, very excited. I have to try and maintain myself. I mean, I've met him before, but then I really have just like gotten into the Big Three podcast. And I mean, I love Windy City Heat. It's the greatest.
Yeah, yeah.
But then that, like listening to the pod, like it's really, it's... It's awesome. It's so good.
He's a brilliant mind.
Brilliant. Him and Walter Malinsky are both brilliant.
Yeah, that guy that works with him is so undercover, under the radar.
He's
funny.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They just work well together.
Dude, they're both awesome. So I'm looking
And he's just,
to
you know, he does warm up on Jimmy Kimmel,
yeah.
make him fat stacks,
yeah.
has a great life, and then he just goes to the comedy store and just
does whatever he wants to every night.
Does whatever he wants
to.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It is a pretty great life.
Yeah.
It's not as good as our next guest's life. Can we bring our guest?
Sammy, was that what we call a nutty show? Segway?
Yes.
Have there been any sound effects needed
no,
yet?
No,
what do you
dude.
Need? Oh, we have a guest.
Give
we
us
have
a guest segue
coming
sound
in. Yeah.
Effect.
We have a guest coming in. What a track.
Oh,
that
wow.
wasn't a track. That was my mouth. Yep.
Oh, can't hear
from
you.
NBC's American Ninja Warrior, my good friend. I love him to death, and I'm so excited that his show's moved to network. Matt Eisman, everybody.
Yes.
That's Woo! So great.
Thank you. It's been unbelievable going from a little obscure cable channel to network.
It was like Versus, right?
It was on G4, even yeah. smaller.
Hold on. It started. So this show has moved from like
from
channel
nothing.
To channel,
from
right?
channel. It's still on G4.
Much
is
like
that where it started?
Yeah. Started on G4. Well, it started in Japan, you know.
Yeah.
Started in Japan as Sasuke. Came to America. They were airing it dubbed over called Ninja Warrior. And then we started American Ninja Warrior on G4. This is the fifth season. And now we're doing 14 hours on NBC.
That's incredible.
We've got a primetime show. Yeah, we opened up. We did great.
Yeah, your first episode
the ratings
came out,
have been
good.
Yeah, we've done two episodes so far.
So, you know, the fact you got good numbers on NBC is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. NBC has nothing. Yeah.
No,
unless they're listening, then they're great.
No, then they're great.
But that's great. They have to do stuff like this.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been a great summer show for them. And so all signs are, we keep going.
For people who live under a rock, tell us about American Ninja Warrior.
Well, the premise is that in Japan, they built an obstacle course called Mount Midoriyama. It's the world's most difficult obstacle course. Oh, about 3,000 people have tried it. 3 have completed it. None of them Americans. Wow. So what we're doing here is we're going around the U.S. We did Venice, Baltimore, Miami, and Denver. And we ran about 100, 150 people in each of those cities to find the best. Then we brought them to Las Vegas, where we recreated Mount Midoriyama here on American soil. And we let 100 Americans tackle it.
Here we go. It's like America Ninja Idol a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
Touring the country.
Totally. I'm Ryan Seacrest in that scenario.
Nice.
Yeah.
Except if you're a ninja, you just go Seacrest and then throw
right,
a smoke bomb.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And then there's nothing. Seacrest.
Totally. He's making the smoke-throwing gesture for folks at home who can't see that.
Yeah, it's very
Are we simulcast?
Accurate, too.
Very,
what is
not.
Going on with American Ninjas? Have we just fallen off? What happened to the great
no,
American Ninjas
I say,
of the 80s?
We totally stepped up the game. Michael Dudikoff, of course, being the original American Ninja. We would love to get him out on the show, although he's got to be like 57. Maybe we'll have Lorenzo Lamas on the
Dude.
Show.
Oh, yeah. man.
That's what we would have loved to have had Lorenzo Lamas here. talking American ninja. Yeah. I don't know it could be any better than that.
I've met the, how cool is Lorenzo Lamas, by the
way? I bet he's
like,
cool.
Like a sense of humor. Oh, you guys haven't
met him? I've never met him.
I don't mean to rub it in. Yeah.
He's a fan of my stand-up.
Yeah. Who is it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. That's true.
Where did you see? I saw you at Pink Taco last time I saw you. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah, you killed there.
Well, I was going to go out there. I'm doing a. I wanted to do a clean set because I want to get back on
this
talk
show.
This
is a lot of really good Tripoli stories start about stand-up.
Right.
I was taping it. I wanted a clean set.
And then Jen Murphy goes up there, who's like one of those comics where you watch her start, and she's always funny. But now she's like black belt funny. She was just crushed
destroyed.
It. And she did a little dirty. So I'm like, I'm not going to go up there with this clean network stuff.
He tapped out immediately. Walked on stage grabbing his joint.
Yeah.
He face fucked this crowd.
Yeah.
Sam just takes a pen on a napkin and scribbles out the wiggles. Yeah. No, I'm not doing the wiggles. Let's go to that
and
shit about.
I'm up there crushing it.
And you made an empire on Naughty, so.
Yes. And we're here. I mean, again, you, like a lot of, I'm bringing back some of my favorites. You did the Naughty Show back when it was in Red Band's closet.
Yes.
Us sitting on the couches, smaller than
that. He made me smell a fleshlight. He goes, oh, they're scented now. And I fell for it. How stupid am I?
Really,
I know.
Just
at least it wasn't taste, right? Then, there's no recovery from that.
And now you're here in the big studio, which
is
gorgeous.
This is amazing. How
right?
far
how
you've
pretty
come.
Is this? I can't it's believe gorgeous. They let us record here.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Now you've been. Now this is the fifth season of American Ninja Warrior. What? I have some people had some incredible just wipeouts where you're like, that dude's dead.
Yeah, yeah. This year we have a thing called the Giant Cycle, where imagine about a 9 foot diameter bicycle wheel, and you jump 11 feet into the air, grab onto the wheel, swing through the bottom of the pendulum, or release another 10 feet and land on a platform. Unless you let go at the bottom and you go face first into the landing platform, fall unconscious into the water, sirens, oh my God, get the dead body out. He was fine. But for a second, we're like, oh my God, we just decapitated
somebody.
That
specifically happened.
That happened this
year. And was like,
smashed his face, and he went down. And, you know, as a professional broadcaster, you're like, oh my God, he's dead. Jesus.
They're like, good riffing. We're going to do another one.
I mean,
don't say he is
Yeah, let's go. Let's watch that again in slow motion, huh? So, but we really, honestly, it's in the years I've been there, we've had one bad knee injury, one eardrum rupture, and that's it. Yeah. So we've really been lucky, which is either a testament to the safety guys who build the course or that these guys are just in great shape or on steroids. I don't know.
Right now, the guy who blew the eardrum is listening to the show with one ear like, those motherfuckers.
No.
You don't just go over me like a speed bump. Two lives have been ruined.
I have to turn my head now like a dog listening to a movie.
Now, Sam, do you listen? Do you watch American Ninja Warrior?
Oh yeah, I'm a huge fan. Ever since when it was on the original Ninja Warrior on G4.
Back at the Asian, super Asian one.
Yeah, Makoto Nagano and all those dudes, man. Those guys were sick.
Do you think the Asians are mad that they're not really that great at MMA? Do you think that upsets
them? Oh, God, yes.
They invented martial arts, and now they just can't do it?
Thousands of years of training, and then, like, blood sport comes out. Von Damme goes over, kicks all the Asian asses, including Bolo, and it's been downhill ever since.
They've never, ever been able to.
There's no Bruce Lee to carry the Asian tradition.
Just loan the neighbor the recipe, and then he's winning pie contests.
Right.
You're like,
do you watch now? Are you into MMA at all?
Yeah.
Do you like UFC?
I love it. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm talking to our guest.
I didn't know,
Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're looking at me.
No, I
I'm buddies with Dan Henderson.
You're having a stroke, Sam.
MMA is amazing. I honestly, I think it's as close as we'll ever get to the Coliseum in Roman days.
You don't think it will ever get to that point where we're just like, how do we take this farther?
The running man, Damon Killian, is lying to you?
Listen.
They just did Naked and Lost, right? Is that a show where they just take some ugly-ass people, drop in the middle of nowhere, naked, and see if they can get home?
Bear Grylls' new show on NBC, it was after us last night, they had them drinking urine and mud. Their own urine and mud. At least it was their own urine. Not a stranger's urine.
A little more mud in this one and hit the spot.
I know.
pitch for mud.
Do you think they couldn't clear poop? Is that what happened?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. I think the donkey semen for Fear Factor really drew a line in the sand. That was the end of that show, pretty much, because it was getting decent ratings,
I think,
but advertisers wouldn't touch it.
In our lifetimes, I think we'll be able to see a person eat shit.
I think with the internet, we'll see anything.
Well,
we already can see anything.
I mean, if we're talking internet, I've seen somebody eat shit.
Do you think Verizon Wireless is ever going to get behind the show that lets people eat poop?
Yes.
For $9.99.
Yeah. Or Flow.
Look, if it, you know what? Much like American Ninja Warrior, it will start in Japan.
Yeah.
Yes. That freaky stuff.
Yeah.
That's where it all starts.
Okay, yeah. Except no butthole.
No butthole.
This show's all butthole.
Yeah. No butthole.
This show,
some reason,
is that an impression of someone, or is that
that's
their
my
standard?
Impression of the president of Japan on porn, just being like, yeah, do whatever, but
no butthole. And we pixelate everything for some reason.
Yeah, pixelate butthole. No butthole. Butthole grows.
What's the point of pixelating it?
It's
Why
weirder.
Do they do that? It's still there.
It looks like you're going to put your
dick like
in a
Stargate.
It just
looks like 8-bit pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. 8-bit pussy.
Holy shit. She's got a Cuber anus.
Cuba. My God, do you realize how old we sound now talking about 8-bit? These kids have no idea.
I had to do a movie today, and it's set in the 80s, and I had to come up with all these references to rack on the crowd, and we're talking about Q-Bert.
What movie was it?
It's called Live Nude Girls. I'm surprised I got casted. I
can't believe cast in it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm in the movie.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I actually had a bunch of lines in it. It was pretty sweet.
But enough about the drug problem.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell the story, but I want to tell it now. I'll tell a little.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's fun, man.
Movie star.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it, man. It's like, it's so funny sometimes. Like, you know, you have this vision of what you want to do in your career, and then sometimes mentally you never let yourself get there because you act like it's something far.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you think it's like something so big and so crazy that they have and you don't have. And then you get the opportunity, you're like, this is easy as shit. Yeah.
It's just getting picked. That's the toughest part. It's easy.
The truth is, the difference between us and them, or not you guys because you guys work a shitload, but us and them, is that they were allowed to do it. I'm not saying I'm Daniel Day-Lewis by any stretch of the. Yeah, I have one character, okay? This is my character. I have two emotions, horny and angry. Those are my emotions.
It sounds pretty much like you.
Yeah.
Not a great stretch.
So it's like I can do Armenian cab driver, Armenian DJ, Armenian. You know, those are my.
Yeah, give it up for Armenia, the Armenian.
Those are my characters. But it was a lot of fun, man. It was a lot of fun. And this one girl I met with, she's like a hot chick, blonde hair, big tits. She's been in like 48 movies.
Wow.
Ugh.
48 movies.
Hey, do you ever do that? Go on IMDb. IMDb is one of those things that can make you depressed in a big hurry.
Yeah. What are you depressed about? You've been doing, you've had like
a thousand
shows.
It's just one of those humbling things. Like you'll look
up
somebody.
You're a doctor. You're like a voodoo doctor.
Right. I know. On IMDb, I look awesome.
Yeah.
Then you see me in person. You're like, that's it.
Are you still touring? You doing comedy?
Doing some comedy. Yeah. I'm going out with Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. They turned the book into a one-man show. So I've been doing that. It's like stand-up comedy for relationships. And we just started taking that out. Which has been cool. It's nice. It's interesting doing someone else's work. And in it, I'm married with kids. So it is an absolute stretch.
Oh, wow.
But I found the few times I've done it, even though in the show I'm wearing a ring and I'm talking about my wife and kids, single women go to that show. And it's on a frisbee after. I think they are so horny and lonely.
Yeah.
They just want to break that family up.
Men Are From Mars, here's my vagina. Wait a second here.
You're a doctor who's on TV.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a bigger prize than that.
Ken Jeong, the doctor of movies.
Same thing, though.
Yeah, he's got a little dick.
He's got junk.
Yeah. And everyone
knows.
He
ruined it, right.
Everyone knows. By the way, his wife was the smartest person ever.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you do this scene? I want you to show him what you're not working with.
Yeah. Now, go ahead and be a movie star. Go ahead and enjoy it.
Just the curse.
Show him your bush.
Now, you've invited me to a couple of your birthday parties.
Yes.
Of your holiday parties. I'm sorry I couldn't come to the last one.
You're always invited.
Sometimes I get in these like weird suicidal places where I just want to cry in the mirror, and I didn't think that'd be fun at your show.
Yeah. Sam, quit
at your party,
Armenian,
just cry. Why is that guy crying in the corner? Oh, he's a comedian. How were the parties?
They were great. Man, it's like I got a pool, so it's like you got a pool and a barbecue.
Is it an American Ninja Warrior pool?
There are women who come by occasionally.
I'm sure
and
they
it
do.
Is amazing when you have a pool how excited they are to get in it.
You might need to set up an obstacle course in your yard to determine which girls you're going to be fucking that
night.
Oh,
God. No, they don't fuck. They all leave at the end because I am my own worst enemy. Like, if I didn't talk, I would get laid so much more than me, like, going, look at your caboose. Oh, I'm going to breathe fire into that. They get scared and shit.
Yeah, but at some point, you should be able to say that.
I know. Maybe it hasn't happened
yet. You're
getting
there. You got to pull.
I turn into a 12-year-old boy. Yeah. You know, like, I'll tweak the nipples and stuff. They're like, stop it.
Dude, you're a doctor on TV. At some point, you should be able to tweak some nipples.
Who else breathe fire into caboose? Was talking about TV pussy. He's on Workaholics.
Yeah.
And how much he's enjoying it. Because Eric Griffin, by his own admission, not a good looking man.
Oh, yeah.
But he's tearing it up now.
I love Eric. We've had him on a show a couple times. One of the funniest dudes I know. But, like, he went on this diet. And I'm like, why are you going on a diet?
You think he's
going
to look like Billy Dee Williams and shit?
You can't lose weight in your face, bro.
You're a chubby Lando Calrissian, Eric.
You're always going to be that guy.
No. But that guy can still move out. He's on Comedy Central, though, so he gets young chicks. Like, I did Clean House, a home makeover show. Those aren't the women you want. 57-year-old hoarders going, come clean me up.
Yeah, but, dude, you get that gay demographic.
Oh, yeah.
They run Hollywood, dude. They do. The gay mafia is in charge.
How many casting directors? I loved you in that show. I'm not doing my accent right now because I don't want to get in trouble.
No,
I'll leave the accents to Gareth. He's good at them.
The human sound box. Have you ever wanted to? We're setting it up.
Listen, I want Michael Winslow to walk in here and realize what a hack he is. I am the new blood of the sound effects. I know I stuttered there, but when it comes to the actual the bits, I think I got it really nailed down.
I was just watching Pitch Perfect, and I mean, it reminded me of Bobby McFerrin, like what humans can do with their voices.
I know.
It was so cool.
Well, we're given it as a gift from above, our ability, and we just are able to turn it into something.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah, much like starting a
lawnmower. Do you have a sound effect you've always wanted to hear, Matt? I mean, you can do anything.
Lightsaber. Lightsaber.
I haven't done any warm-ups. Okay, lightsaber.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, Michael Winslow, I am coming for you. You will drink my spit, Winslow.
Now, I'm going to be doing a USO coming up here.
Really?
Next
Where are you
month.
Going?
I'm going with Adam Hunter and I believe Ben Glebe and one other person.
Oh,
I'm going, like,
God.
Singapore, which I was big for a minute in Singapore. For, like, a minute.
You really?
Yeah, because Spike TV was big out there for a very short time. So I'm excited about that. And we're doing a couple other places. But I know you've done some USOs, right?
Best shows ever.
Right? They're awesome.
Best shows. It's the most humbling shows you'll ever do.
I don't like going into – this is going to sound crazy. I would much rather go into a war zone and do comedy because they're so thankful.
Oh, they'll line up afterwards and wait for like an hour just to shake your hand. And like, you were just out taking gunfire. You're going to go out tomorrow and get shot at. Thank you.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Let's go get a milkshake or something.
I did Afghanistan, and Steve Byrne wanted me to do my handicapped stripper joke.
Oh,
and I did. They're like, oh. And I'm like, oh, my God, these guys save it.
But some of them
people like this.
Some of them dirty. That's what you don't know, though, because you'll get like these 18-year-old fundamental kids, and they've never been away from home. And I don't know. But, you know, usually when you're there, they're like, just entertain these guys. We don't care what you say or what you do.
And I
just take their mind off.
I just learned that they like getting racked on. I find the USO tours are like Mexican crowds. They love when you just shred them. Just go in there and start racking them, and they just start laughing.
Imagine you start picking fun at the other branches.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have such egos about it.
They are.
Those Air Force pussies.
Marines are crazy. They're the craziest.
Do your few good men impression. Yeah. The Marines get off on that.
Marines are crazy.
Oh,
man.
They're psycho.
Because they choose to be the guys who go in first.
Yeah. Thank God there are people like that, though.
Yeah.
I was always saying, like, with people who stayed in medicine and soldiers, like, thank God there are people who service.
Now,
people.
You went out there and you were making fun of, like the elite fighters, right?
No, the Special Forces guys. Yeah. I didn't
and what happened?
So, I do a joke where I met a guy after a show, and he came up to me, and he had long hair and a beard. And in the military, you're not allowed to have long hair and a beard. So I knew something was up. So I lean into the guy. I'm like, hey, what do you do in the military? And the guy looks at me, leans in real close, and he goes, I'm Special Forces. And I go, wow, I know what that means. What do you do in the military? Come here and give me a hug, right? Like they're special. And so the crowd laughs. They give me a very polite laugh, as the joke deserves. And then all of a sudden, they start laughing their asses off. And I'm like, you guys are a little slow. And then back, I hear someone go, look down! There are like 6 laser sights on my chest. All the Special Forces guys in back were lighting me up. I was like, I was just kidding, guys.
Holy shit.
Oh, it was crazy. And you meet these guys, they're like, you're like, what, did you spill ketchup? No, that's blood. Not mine. You're like, oh my God, you're a
right?
bad man.
I've been dipping my fries in it.
Yeah.
Bad news.
Hey, what's the sound of fries dipping in ketchup?
That sounds like Steve Burns macaroni and cheese joke.
It's very different. It's very different. Steve, a close friend, he will acknowledge that I am better than Michael Winslow on his best day. I'll see him in hell, Sam.
Is there any way we can find out if there's a contact number for Michael Winslow?
What is? Didn't he do a Geico ad recently or something?
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
He pops up everywhere.
Yeah. Is he still good? Are you calling him out now for a sound off?
I mean, listen.
He needs to be a new king, right?
He had a good run.
Yes, he did.
He had a good run, but let's hang it up, buddy. Let the starters play.
Let the young kids play
let's
now.
Give some of these young guns a shot. Speaking of shots, that was a gun. And that didn't go off in the studio. That's a sound effect from a mouth. Sorry. So fired up about him.
Man, how long you been in L.A.?
I've been closing in on 14 years now.
Man.
Yeah.
So then you got the show how many years ago?
This is my 4th year on it. So 4 years. 4 years ago.
I like how I tried to do math.
I know, me too. Well,
so
but it's
four.
Yeah, I think it was 4 years. It's pretty much 4 years ago we started on it.
Can we hear the sound of a calculator calculating the numbers?
The number 4.
4. That's a talkie calculator? They sell those at CVS, I swear to God.
That was a great Siri voice.
Now, any chance American Ninja Warrior will be making its way to Comic-Cons?
No.
You
and I would so love it to
like
go
it
there.
Work there.
We did the Today Show last week, and part of the problem is, like, they talked about trying to set up obstacles or something, but liability and cost. No, yeah, we were totally going to have Al Roker do the course.
Al Roker.
So the Today Show's like, we'll set up a course. They had to jump rope 5 times, jump over like a 4-foot pommel horse, go through 6 tires, and then take a Nerf bow and arrow and shoot it. Like at a target, but we were right next to them. They kept hitting us. So we're standing on there like Willie Geist, Natalie Morales, and me getting shot by arrows going, this is not how this segment was supposed to go. Just arrows to the face.
I like their version.
Yeah.
Wasn't really tested.
It was, and then I'm like broadcasting like, oh, over the Al Roker vault into the 6 double tires. Yeah. It's a 12-foot course and they're tied.
That's it's a great dramatic gig.
Oh,
why do I feel that Al Roker's always taking his shirt off?
How about he's changed his body? But
yeah,
he will forever be known for the crapping his pants story. That's one of those things.
Hold on, what is
you
that
just can't
story?
Be honest about. He said he was in the White House and he tried to pass gas and he sharted, and he just talked about shitting his pants. And it was one of those things
what?
Where I appreciate the honesty, but that's all I can think about when I see Al Roker.
Every time you look at him, you're like, that guy shit his pants.
He shit his pants.
He shit his pants in the White
shit
House.
Shit his pants. Right.
There's
the White
a
House.
Comic in Canada that's known as the guy who shit his pants on stage.
Right? It's like being the stinky kid in elementary school. Like, that's the adult equivalent. The shit your pants guy.
I was on set today. There was actually a chick.
Did you see how he worked that in, by the way? I was on set today. You know, movie.
It's so rare.
I shot a movie.
It's so rare.
The White House reminds me of earlier today on set.
On set.
No, well, my point is, BL, there was a chick with BL. You never see chicks with BL.
France. Yeah.
When was the last time you ever saw a chick just reeking?
France.
What?
I don't like reeking, but I don't mind a little woman scent, you know, if she's like a little sweet. I don't
maybe
mind
she
that.
Was a Puerto Rican.
Oh! Michael Winslow doesn't work racial.
Take that cutting edge stuff, Winslow.
That's a yeah, man.
What
she was just
so
like,
she just stunk and she was just
yeah,
around?
Just like
was
bad
she hot,
BO,
though?
And it's so shocking when it comes from a woman.
Yeah.
Was she hot?
I mean,
if you have to think about
she's
it,
she's okay.
Yeah,
she wasn't great.
It's amazing what you'll forgive. Right?
Yeah.
It's amazing what I would do. I mean, like,
so the hotter someone is, the more they can smell.
Yeah.
And then that becomes acceptable.
I would say that that's true. Yes. Yeah. Because yeah. if
really?
I.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, it's like
if Angelina
Chef.
Jolie smelled like asshole, you wouldn't have any problem with that,
Caden
right?
Cross walks in here rolling in dog shit and clams. I'm still happy to go home with her, okay?
Absolutely. I'd try to get a shower. I'd be like, let's shower, then do something. You know, but
work
if she's like,
in.
No, yeah. Right. No, yeah, it all, it's a very...
You can plug your nose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to plug your eyes.
It's an evaluation. Hot, but smells.
You're missing out on your act out. Why is there not a video component?
No, here's the thing. I got 90 cameras here.
Yeah.
And a bitch.
Because there are no boobies. That's why.
Oh, there's some tits. They're just under this shirt right now. There's some... What's that?
Right there.
Me?
Vicky?
Oh, yeah. I don't take my tits out.
No.
On the shower.
You no, you're married. We treat you with
We've
class.
Tried.
You're
not We've a tried a thousand girl. Times. Nope. This is show what? What number?
This will be 137.
Yeah, every odd show, we try to get her to whip her tits out. We don't do it on even shows.
Yeah, out of respect to numbers.
Right, respect.
Yeah.
Right. Respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
Have you ever wanted to try to do the course?
I have.
The course is...
I have. I've tried it.
So... Crazy.
So crazy. So hard. I've tried it. I failed so miserably they banned me from doing it because they're worried it's going to hurt myself again.
Yeah, they're like, get the ambulance.
I used to be an athlete.
Well, you're at
an
age.
Yeah,
you're at an age where that could definitely hurt.
Yeah, and that's like I was like, all right, I've seen 1,000 guys do it. I was going to do the jump hang, trampoline into a cargo net, and I failed so bad on the jump. I look like Daniel Day-Lewis in my left foot.
That's so fun.
It was bad. And they have a video somewhere that they're blackmailing me with.
Who's the typical ninja warrior?
In Japan, I mean, the only three guys who've ever successfully completed the course, all under 5'5", under 150 pounds.
Really?
Incredibly small, lean guys. So much of it's strength to weight. In America, we see much bigger competitors. So our guys are... closer to around 5'10", 5'11", 160, 170. We've really had a lot of parkour and free running guys, but this year rock climbers really turned in some studly performances. And women. This was the year of women. We had better women by a factor of two than we've ever had before. And
female
success,
ninja warriors?
They were some badass chicks. A lot of like Cirque du Soleil aerialist gymnasts.
Really?
So B-O.
Fit. B.O.
That is B.O. written all over right there. Yeah.
You're like, you can see the sweat stains in certain areas. You're like, I don't mind.
Yeah.
She earned it. But they're incredibly fit and strong. And it's you know, it's humbling. Like when these chicks can do 20 pull-ups. It's like, can't do it.
Well, you're eating corn nuts at the craft service.
I'm really going to give up now. I'm going to get some corn nuts here. Life's over.
Could you date a really, like an MMA fighter?
Ronda Rousey? Yeah, I think I could. Because I'm totally fine with my masculinity. Like, I'm fine dating an alpha female. As long as she's not, you know, like...
mean.
Mean.
Yeah.
As long as she's nice. Like, Ronda Rousey seems nice.
Have you met her?
She's with Dana White, isn't she?
She's dating Dana White?
No, is that not? I heard.
I heard that, too.
I don't know. Man, why should I start rumors about...
Are we breaking news?
The guy who will...
Sam.
I don't want to break news.
Breaking news. Come on, buddy. Come on.
Stepping on his toes.
Come on. We're in the octagon, baby.
Yeah, I think so, though. Could you?
Could I date around? Yeah, I find those MMA fighter chicks hot.
Yeah.
I find
them
sexy.
Well, the ones who are lean, like some of the, you know, Chris Cyborg is, she looks like a dude. I think there's some HGH use going on there.
I'm sure.
And
what's your take on HGH?
I love it. I wish I were on it. I think it's great. It's
I've been wanting to do it. I just want to shred up one time in my life.
Yeah.
Just be shredded.
Look, the past decade, 15 years in sports has been the best advertisement for PEDs. They work. They work well.
What's your
Look
take
at Barry
on PEDs?
Bonds. I'm in favor of them. Look, I don't think necessarily in sports, but for everyday use. My dad's 73. I think he should be on HGH, steroids, anything. He had his knee operated on. Anything that's going to help him recover or improve his quality of life. The reality is we've refined these drugs so much since guys like Lyle Alzada were walking around with brain tumors the size of watermelons in their head. Now, I think it's really much more scientific. We've seen a reduction in side effects. We've seen the positive results. We don't have a long-term clinical study of, you know, cardiac effects and things, but I think we're going to have it. These athletes, who talks about it? Is it Bill Burr or Jay Moore? Well, I think it's Bill Burr talks about athletes are the guinea pigs for the rest of us. They're testing these drugs that in 10 years we'll be taking just to function as we get older.
Yeah.
So God bless them.
So what is the problem with this stuff?
It's cheating. That's all it is. I think that's the perception in America. We don't like cheaters. And it's truly an unfair advantage in baseball. We've seen it. And I think in football, guys are still using it. I don't think Adrian Peterson.
In combat sports, you have any problems with people shooting roids?
No, unless it's – but I do think it should be a level playing field. So,
yeah, so
either everyone uses it or no one. So test or don't. But I think that MMA, I think Dana White has to test because they want to have legitimacy and get sanctioned in all the states. And I don't think the states are going to condone fighting with steroids. They think it's too bestial.
What about comedy with steroids? What do you think about
all
these?
Yeah, that's cocaine. Richard Pryor. What are you kidding? Was he funny when he was sober? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, but not as funny as when he was on fire.
Yeah. drug test comics after great sets. Oh. How you doing, man? That was awesome.
But we only object to it in sports, like music. Does anyone listen to Led Zeppelin 4 and go, no, they made this on cocaine. Give me some of the Dave Clark Trio, okay?
Yeah,
they did it the right way.
Get Sgt. Pepper the fuck off of here.
Arn Hansen. No. Those guys are clean.
Yeah.
Why do people Never give a shit?
Give me my POD.
What do you say about the kids? That's my point that drives me crazy. Huh. Like, they're like, well, what about the children? They're going to see this. They're going to be... It's like the kids are all hopped up on drugs anyways.
We're going to leave the kids a husk of a planet. They're going to need some goddamn muscle to be building and, you know, fixing
building
shit.
Underground. They're
underground,
gonna have to go
underground, yeah. We need to think Demolition Man style.
You know what the wrong message to send to kids is? Is that trying hard is enough. Because trying hard and losing makes you a loser. And losers don't sign $100 million contracts.
Right.
Winners do. So take the juice, you little punk. That's part of a joke.
They're like, hey.
That was doing a bit there. I have to go. That was
fine.
A steroid
we
joke.
Like bits here.
I don't
like
want to be one of those guys who tries to work it in and
we're
act like,
radio,
no.
We're morning radio, bro.
Yeah, you got to say something.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm Byron Ellis. So, I hear you got a problem. PEDs.
Oh, my God. The man who speaks in setup. Yeah. I did that show once, and he threw me a setup, and I didn't know the joke he was talking about.
Oh, really?
He's staring at the guy blankly going, Byron, give me something here, buddy.
That's
really?
I don't
watch.
Do that
show. That wasn't the joke?
Wait a minute. Wait, he makes those choices? I thought that was all pre-planned.
It was.
Like, oh, and
he goes off book here, thinking he's going to improvise with me, and I'm like, I don't know what.
What was the joke?
I don't remember. I just went on to something else. Like, hey, yeah, speaking of Journey, I was though.
Don't you hate it when you get thrown premises that you don't know what they are? Go ahead.
That guy though pulls up in his like $150,000 Aston Martin.
Well, he's on Real People. Do you remember that?
Oh
way
my
back
God,
in the
Sarah
day?
Purcell.
Way back in the day. And he's just been in Hollywood. His mother is a famous casting director.
Is she?
Way back in the day.
He was right, though. He got into syndication. He owned his content.
No, he was so smart.
He wasn't working for the man.
He would go and he'd take the... It's not the CW now, is it? Is that what's called the CW?
UPN and WB became the CW.
CW, and he would buy their weekend program.
Yeah.
And he
sell the advertising himself, take all the profits.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Right. Well,
I've always wanted to do that. I mean, like, that's how the UFC got started.
Yeah.
They actually had to buy those time slots.
Jeez.
Right. That's right, yeah.
But Dana White, though, should be businessman of the decade or something.
Been awesome.
What he's done with that, right?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
It's
it really
only going to get better, man. I love the UFC. I mean, I'm blessed that, like, I get to go on tour with Rogan.
Yeah.
It's like, I
what
feel
a maniac that dude is.
And it's just getting bigger and bigger, and the fucking empire grows. And then he's, because of him, he's had a bunch of people who have careers. I mean, like,
he's like Adam Sandler, man.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Joe Rogan, I mean, this probably wouldn't be happening right now.
Death Squad, man. I just ran into Ari Shaffir in New York. Clean shaven now, crew cut.
Really?
Yeah, he shaved it. He
looks
did,
great. Looks he, great.
He did mushrooms on Shroomfest,
And
he went home and he shaved his whole fucking head.
Is that what happened? I saw the picture of him, but I thought maybe it was like a roll or something.
No.
Or cancer.
It was shrooms.
Or an oven.
Yeah.
He looked great, though. God. I was impressed.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good
no,
to see
him. No, but he's
blowing
up. Him, Duncan, Joey Diaz, they've all like just boom.
Yeah.
And it just comes from that juggernaut of a podcast he has. And it's the number one podcast. And because of that, now he's doing a TV show.
Oh, Drunken History. Drunken Moments in History, right?
No.
Rogan is.
Rogan's
doing... he's doing a sci-fi conspiracy one, isn't he?
Yeah. It's like God, they talk about something on the show, and then they go out and they investigate it.
Do you ever watch Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura?
That show was amazing. The amount of people who are like, just get the fuck out of here. He was like, yes, but I know what you're doing inside of your plant.
Special Forces operative. He and Alex Jones. Those guys are priceless.
Man.
How's Alex Jones still alive?
I don't know how Alex Jones is still alive. But anytime you meet someone and they go, I was listening to Alex Jones, just tune the fuck out because that dude's crazy. Yeah. Okay? Just get away from them.
But do you even want to know about all that stuff?
No.
Like, even if it's true? I mean, do you even want to know about that? He looks miserable.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
I'd rather be the person excited about the new season of American Idol.
I know, that's the thing.
I'm totally into Big Brother. Another confession here. I watch the live feeds.
I love it. That.
It's racist this year, too. There are people in there using
N-bombs. A hot girl was racist.
Here's my theory.
Racist.
Paula Deen saying the N-word is completely different than some hot 20-year-old chick saying the N-word.
Right.
She grew up in a different time. She got robbed. Right. I'm saying this right now. I'll never run for office. You rob me of a gun, I'm going to say every fucking horrible thing in the book. I stayed in traffic. Couldn't imagine when I'm looking
the
at
funny
a
thing
fucking
is,
gun.
The guy who held up Paula Deen, not even black. No, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, I agree. You know what? The other thing is, what a message to send to people. Don't be honest. That's what you're telling people. Lie.
I don't understand the whole thing about this whole, on one side, we're like, express yourself, be yourself.
Right.
And then on the thing, it's like, well, if you express something we don't like, you have to go away.
That's totally what it is. And I think comedy should be paying attention to Paula Deen, because comedians more so than anyone rely on free speech. And like when you look at Tracy Jordan.
Tracy Morgan.
I'm sorry. You said the
thing about the
gay
kids.
And they came out. But then you look at like Kevin Bacon, who plays a molesting priest, and nobody says anything about that.
Exactly.
And it's art. It's art. And I think comedians need to be aware of the First Amendment.
Well, we have two problems here. We have a 24-hour news cycle and a 24-hour internet cycle that needs to constantly be turning out new stuff. So this vacuum that pulls in anyone who like fucking makes a noise just to put them out there, just to have something new to talk about. So then we got these guys who are just trying to get their blogs known or trying to be a talking head on NBC.
Right.
So they'll bitch about something. The whole rape discussion is dead now.
Yeah.
Because on This Is the End, Cover Your Ears, they do a whole segment on it. And it's all like a 5-minute thing on a rape joke.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear one person. And it's a great thing.
Right.
It's a great joke. They don't
You're
deserve
rape
any heat
Hermione?
On it. But nobody said anything.
Nobody's
crying about
it's
Seth Rogen writing a rape joke.
Right.
Why is that? Why is Daniel Tosh?
And you know what? And no one in that theater would stand up and start yelling at the movie if they didn't agree with it.
Yeah.
Nobody got up and walked out. This is ridiculous.
Well, that's the problem. Everyone's like, look, you can make fun of anything except what I care about.
Right.
100%.
Whether it's, you know, special ed people or epilepsy or race or whatever. And I'm, you know, look, do I think every joke is funny? No, but I think every subject can be joked about.
100%.
And I think there are jokes that can be funny. And I think when you start saying, yeah, but that joke wasn't funny, his was, well, that's subjective.
Right.
I mean, I think we need to protect people's right to try to make a joke. And look, if they don't, if it's not funny, then they don't pursue the crap.
That's the issue, if it's funny, it should be... Like, you should be rewarded a little bit for that.
But even if it's not funny, it's like, they have the right to say what it's like. The problem is that people think comedy is patty cakes. They just think it's supposed to be patty cake, big, and it's supposed to be ha-ha, light and fluffy. They don't understand. Like, stand-up should be like the movie genre. There's several different genres of movies.
Totally.
You could have Shrek and you could have... Kill Bill on one. And like, it's a wide range.
I'm told, this is as dirty as I'll ever get on this show. My comedy, I rarely curse, not much sexual innuendo, you know, a little humping, stuff like that. But I...
You're not air humping because that's my thing.
Right.
Man.
You're doing the air humps still?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like, I'm pretty clean, but I look at guys like a Stanhope or someone who really pushes the envelope, and I'm like, thank God they're there. I think they're hilarious.
Yeah.
And I just think that they should have the right to do it because, you know, stand-up starts getting encroached, then TV, then films, and then all of a sudden there's only one train of thought or one allowable expression. Man!
Yeah. Well, and it's just like, I mean...
This got really philosophical and political, didn't
it? No, I love it. It doesn't have to be just like monkeys throwing shit against the wall all
which
day.
Which would sound like... Okay.
Perfect timing.
Throw a little spice
release.
In the mix, yeah.
Now, did he already poop? Because I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't hear
no,
the
it
poop.
Was pooping his head. There you want to hear it poop and then throws poop?
Yes.
Oh, ah! Fucking Michael Winslow, I'll crazy. Give you the address!
Okay. Who wants to see my new impression I do? It's it's Richard Pryor if he was a zombie. Brains. There you go. That's it right there.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
That's it.
One word impressions are the best.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's killing.
It's good. Listen, there's a lot of talent in the room. Let's be honest. This building blows up. Hollywood takes a back seat.
Big hit. There's a Hugh Hefner bobblehead doll over there. I just noticed that.
You don't have a girlfriend. You have nothing. You're
dating,
just a fucking champion.
Fucking champion of the
you're
world.
You're just making network
Dude,
dollars.
I'm just like trying network dollars, like having my pool parties, trying to say who shall sex Mutombo.
Yeah. Dude, I got to hang out with you more.
Anytime.
I got to come out with you. Please don't stop inviting me. I haven't been able to go. I want to try to get more.
It's so hard to get comics to come.
Who
out,
are you getting there? Ninjas?
Weekends.
Is that
ninjas,
weird?
Just like a couple non-Hollywood friends. Yes. see, it sucks though because the ninja dudes are always yoked, and the girls just fixate
get
on them.
Out of there.
I know.
Yeah.
Like
what
shirts on,
doing?
Fellas.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
I would be like the fat Mexican at the beach. I'd be swimming with my shirt on.
We're gonna need our personality, Sam.
It's
we need to be charming.
Driving out of state to pick up a bunch of slubs and just shop in and be like, what about these fat fuckers? Anyway, girls, I'll be upstairs Hollywood. Doing 9 push-ups.
9 push-ups.
Back to back.
Not in a row.
Yeah.
So it's just who usually comes to your parties?
Just some comedian buddies, Michael Batts, PJ Walsh, some comics, some production people, camera guys and stuff, like normal people you meet. Thanks. It's a good group. It's a fun group. Like, what was weird, though, is the first few hours of the party, like, all my friends with kids were there. Ugh. And, like, there was this Brazilian girl there who had her thong bikini. She's like, I can't get in the pool.
Right.
My ass cheeks are hanging out. Like, get in the pool! Get in the pool now!
No, you kick the kids out.
you kids drown.
You
get
kids,
out.
You go home.
Oh,
I work hard all day watching ninjas fucking cripple themselves. I want to watch a Brazilian ass do a little dancing.
Oh. Yeah.
My kids are here.
Get the kids out.
It's embarrassing.
Who brings the kids to a Matt Iceman party?
I know.
Yeah, but you don't have kids, right?
No.
So that's very
because
strange.
Because I know married people because I'm old. That's
right,
what happens. You start hanging out with people who
you start feeling guilty that, that you're not in that part of the cycle of life.
No, because I don't. I think you are where you're supposed to be. You don't get there beforehand, and you meet the right person. The right person takes you there. That's my excuse for not being there yet. My brother's there. All my friends are there. I'm like, good for you. That's not me right now.
Yeah.
Were you
no rush.
Most likely to be successful in your high school?
I was, yeah.
Were you?
Wow.
Was that a lot of pressure?
No, because I was going to college. I was like, whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
To bring that trophy home.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
I was outstanding student and scholar athlete, like on the awards.
And you got your doctorate in some weird medicine, right? Like voodoo
Columbia,
shit.
I went to medical school at Columbia in New York.
You're like a psychic, right? You see dead people.
Yes, totally. I didn't see this coming. I was a good kid in high school. Now I disappoint my parents a lot more than I did then. I quit medicine.
No way.
What? No, they love it.
They must love you.
They call after every Ninja Warrior show. They watch it.
We still don't understand what they're doing.
My mom came out to the tapings. We taped in Denver. My mom baked cookies for the crew.
Do you look like your mom or your dad?
My mom's June Cleaver. She's the best.
Now, what kind of groupies does American Ninja Warrior get?
Get into it.
Do you get the CrossFit chicks?
There's some CrossFit. You know what the worst part of being on the show is? Is I'm not on camera as much as I would like because it's so much voiceover.
Right.
So they're showing the ninjas instead of me. So people, like only the hardcore people recognize me. So mostly I'm anonymous from this. I'm like, I'm on fucking network TV. Nobody knows.
You
have to tell them. And then they're like,
you
got
to tell them to have the bubble cam.
Yeah, right.
Maybe a throwing star cam. Just looks like a throwing star.
Yeah, instead of star wipes, you do ninja star wipes.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
The women in the competition are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Now, after the taping, do the contestants and the crew all go partying, and what's that like?
No, because we tape at night, so we don't finish until the sun comes up. And so the contestants usually get bussed away. Like, we were in Vegas. 3 nights in Vegas, but we shot from sundown to sunup 3 nights in a row. Just go back to our hotel, take an Ambien, sleep, get up, go do it again.
Do you have to take those to sleep?
Yeah, because you get down. The sun's already up. Like if you can get to bed before the sun comes up, you can trick your body.
Yeah,
but you're up. True. You've been drinking Red Bull all night long.
That is the
you're in
worst.
Vegas.
Taking Ambien. Yeah, it's 100 degrees outside during the day. Yeah, and we're staying at the Rumors Hotel, which is the little boutique whorehouse across from.
Now, is that a whorehouse or is it a gay hotel?
So the last year we stayed there, we showed up and it was a black swingers weekend. So they were all swingers couples sitting by the pool, and then they would have the rooms around the pool.
So there were black guys and like white polar bears walking around there?
There were some swingers, not attractive people.
Dude, that's all swingers clubs are. We've talked about it. We've done naughty shows at swingers clubs. And swingers clubs are now just black guys with dreads banging fat white chicks.
Yeah.
That's
and you're walking through the hotel and all the doors are cracked open just waiting to push, push in.
Dale Light, who did the naughty show at the
he's funny.
At the last at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
He went to a swingers party across
the
room.
Of course he did.
He was that's right. He was with the Bunny Ranch.
And wait, wasn't a couple in our audience? Like from the swingers,
no, they were
last...
from like the Bunny Ranch or some shit.
Yeah, like someone knew him.
Yeah.
In the audience.
Now, Matt, can you do shows like if I did a naughty show, right?
Yeah.
And there were adult film stars. Can you do those shows, or would the Peacock be pissed?
I mean, as far as I know, they haven't told me not to do anything.
Well, then you're fine.
So Caden Cross is still one of my proudest moments.
We're gonna have her in here a little while.
I know she's. I gotta say, for people who haven't met a lot of porn stars, some of them aren't as attractive as they are on film.
Oh, you wrote the greatest
but Caden,
porn star fan mail ever.
Caden Cross is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life in person.
Did you ever see the cartoon?
Yes, I loved it.
You are dude, there's a couple moments in comedy where you're like, okay, that was amazing. You're like, you can't believe you witnessed that. When I saw Dave Chappelle at the height of his power at the Comedy Store main room, when I saw Andrew Dice Clay doing the nursery rhymes on New Year's Eve about 6 or 7 years ago. Belladonna pole dancing at the first naughty show where she takes a fucking giant dong and a 10-inch black dong deep throats it while she's dancing. And the whole room's just like, what the fuck are we watching? One of my favorite moments ever is Matt Eisman reading his porn star fan mail to Caden Cross. It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. It was so well written, brother.
Well, thank you.
Well written.
Well written.
What was it? Give me an idea.
It was it was a letter from a fan of hers who was oh my God, I'm blocking his name. The Twilight movies. Edmund Richard Patterson.
Robert Pattinson.
What's his character's name?
Edward.
Edward.
The other one is
Edward. Yeah, Edward and...
Edward? I don't know. Edward, Team Edward. Jacob.
Jacob.
Edward
and Edward Jacob.
Anyway, I wrote it from Edward. He's a vampire, and he's just telling Caden Cross, pretty much, look, you're a porn star, but there are 5 days a month when you can't do your job, so why don't you let me do my job, and I'll be your pussy vampire.
Oh, my God.
And it's just a poem. It's a really loving poem he wrote about, you know... what was it? You can't scare me away by leaving the lamp on, but you can fix me takeout by wearing a tampon.
It was so
one of the most
good,
fun things I've ever had writing. And it was magic. It was one of my best
you
moments.
You crushed it.
I had so much fun.
So
and it was like a porn star laughing there.
Yeah.
Like, as a guy, you made a porn star laugh. Other than making her cum, it's the best thing
she's
ever.
She's really funny, man. We used to do a lot of great. She
best Twitter porn star.
She, yeah,
by far.
One of the best tweeters you'll ever see in your
hilarious
life. I want to start doing that more on this show. Trying to like do like the crazy Instagrams and tweets that all these chicks do.
Yeah.
Caden Cross is legitimately funny, though.
She is. There's
a
couple girls
basis.
Who are like that, man, where you're like, wow, those guys are a little ninja fast.
Yeah.
Ninja fast.
Ninja fast.
Get them on the show. Yeah. See what happens.
Matt, I'm so happy you came on the show, dude.
Such a pleasure.
You never,
always
you're not
have
here
a blast,
enough.
Sammy T.
I would love to have you on more.
Anytime.
When you get
on the
six,
show, too.
Yeah,
awesome.
Garrett, I appreciate
that
it.
That's a very awesome gig to have.
It's crazy.
Honestly,
I love doing it.
That
and
is
what
like,
I don't see how that ever slows down. People
well,
love ninjas.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Is that not only are shows like that people love and they're just very, you know, like nobody's going to be like, I didn't like that last season.
Right.
You know what you're getting.
You know what's crazy, though, is when you watch an Up Network TV and you've seen it, how many shows, you still know it's a week-to-week thing. And you just, every week, you're like, oh, God, I hope the ratings are okay. Yeah.
True, but that is why I think you're at a good place for a show that can get ratings. You know?
Yeah, man. You know, a show like that, NBC is playing to middle America.
Yeah.
Instead of trying
it's
to just
get show. Like, you
San
can watch
Francisco
it,
young
kids and L.A. to adults can watch
yeah.
it.
That's what they got to do, man.
It's fun.
The Heartland runs television, dude.
Two and a half men. That explains it.
What's their ratings?
Oh, God.
Well, the worst
two and
is
half
Switzerland,
and Big
but
Brother,
they had that
Big
sweet
Bang.
Spot.
Well,
right.
when it was really a half man, because now it's just like a full
right.
man and he's a
it's
dickhead.
Like, right.
It's like two guys and a dickhead.
Yeah, it's two guys and angry Christian.
Yeah, it's the angry Christian is just like, I just don't believe in the words.
Oh.
How offensive that is to everybody who's
yeah.
ever tried to get anything. And a
LA?
6-year-old grew up on a TV show and then became 18 and was like, it's fucking bullshit.
No,
I'm putting
God
him on the Winslow
right.
list.
Right. Right.
Angus T. Jones,
Angus
you're
T.
dead
Jones
to me.
And Michael Winslow, I'll see you in the parking lot.
We're trying to get, what's your buddy's name? We're trying to get on the show. I would love to interview him, too.
My buddy, David Faustino.
I'm trying to get him.
Oh, yes.
Totally.
Oh, that would be great.
Bud Bundy.
Yeah, he's a
friend of mine. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Also, Ash.
He's hilarious.
He's next door right now, is interested in coming on.
Oh, yeah. Ash Hollywood?
Yeah. We're just tweeting back and forth. We took a nice few couple pictures in the green room.
I like Ash. She always looks like she's on cocaine, though, because she's always got the jaws on.
Who's this?
Like, this porn star we know.
But yeah,
fucking great line.
David,
yeah. Porn star we know.
David is friends with Lorenzo Lamas.
What?
Yeah. So he was like, I was like, yeah, Lorenzo's coming on. So you ask Lorenzo if he liked it, and then you come on right afterwards. He's like, fuck yeah, man, I'm down. Let's do it.
You know what? Oh, you know, God. Lorenzo Lamas is to Hollywood what Russell Peters is to everybody who works at 7-Eleven. Like, if you ever want like a fucking discount. I always go, hey, dude, I know Russell Peters. Like, hot dog is yours, my friend.
No, I don't want to eat this garbage. Have
yeah.
a hot dog.
Matt, what do you got anything coming up? I mean, television's phenomenal. Anything else they can check out?
No, just hit me up on Twitter, at Matt Eisman on
what
Twitter.
What night and what time is the show on?
Monday nights, 8 o'clock.
Monday nights,
8
o'clock, NBC, yeah. American
Adore. I got a question for you. Would you ever do a show in a strip bar?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep, done. I'm going to book you. We're
Alrighty.
Working on it.
Love it.
It's going to be great. What do you want to push, Gareth?
I would love to be on American Ninja Warrior. I'd also like to push Michael Winslow around a little bit in a sound effects competition. Next week, Wednesday, I'll be at Flappers.
I won't be here next Tuesday. I'm excited to see what you guys
Sam,
got going on.
Sam, where are you going? Phoenix?
Yeah, I'm driving my mom out to see my brother in Phoenix, so I'm going to spend a little time with them.
Oh, it's like a guilt trip with Seth
Rogen
and
Barbara Streisand. Oh, I never talked about it. I'm getting a big old Armenian award this week.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Dude, congratulations.
Actually, when this comes out, I will be getting the award.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what in Glendale for this big charity
Wait,
event.
Wait, they're
I
doing
do.
That in Glendale?
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are there Armenians know. There?
When in Rome, Nair. That's what I said. what do we got to push?
Okay, go to Facebook, like TiVo. It's going to unlock all the videos that All Things Comedy made for TiVo. And can I just say the fucking Bone Zone made an awesome one. And I know that you guys know them, so check that out. And they're running a contest where if you make a video about your TiVo power, you can win a variety of things. And I believe the grand prize is like a trip to L.A. for something All Things Comedy is doing in the fall that I think us and all the comics are going to be involved in.
It's the Armenian Award.
Yeah.
You come out here, you win the Armenian Award.
They're
going
to fly you out for that.
Yeah.
So that's awesome, man. And also, I just got hit by Playboy. Check out Playboy Radio this week. I think Thursday you got Andrew Dice Clay hanging in on the morning show.
Wow.
So
nice.
Kevin and Andrea are great.
Yeah, they are great. Love you guys very much. Eisman, please come back more.
Anytime, Sammy T.
Congrats on Network Cash. So excited to you. Guys, it was great. Please like us on Facebook.
Guys,
I mean, please.
Like it, Facebook. Listen to
iTunes.
The iTunes. Like it. Comment, guys.
Comment
on how you hug
or
Sam.
Or else I'm bringing back the sound effect machine.
Don't you fucking say that or I'll drop a bomb.
Wow.